Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
Ozzie Albies has a fractured foot. What do we do? Let's discuss next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Tuesday, June 14th. I am Frank Stampfl, joined by Scott White. Ozzie Albies has a fractured foot, and it sounds like he could be out at least 8 weeks. So what do we do? There is a trade situation. We can look to acquire a Jonathan India, maybe a Javier Baez on the cheap, or maybe just add a second baseman, Scott, because there are plenty of these names that are popping up right now. Santiago Espinal, Bryson Stott, Luis Garcia, Ezekiel Duran, who are, I mean,
oh, what don't option, take them all, Frank.
What option would you go with if you lost Ozzie Albies?
It sounds weird to say this because obviously it's never a good time to lose Ozzie Albies. But if you're going to lose a middle infielder, now is a good time to do so because there have been so many interesting options emerging there recently. You named a bunch of them. If you can get Baez for next to nothing, I think it's a good idea whether you lost Albies or not. I mean, his track record speaks for himself, and we've seen a lot of hitters turn their seasons around very suddenly. And I think the same could happen with Baez. So that's a fine choice, but you're probably not going to want him active right away. So you could pick up any of these guys that you mentioned. One you didn't mention is Christopher Morel of the Cubs, who's a little more rostered than the others, but he's been batting leadoff for them, getting on base a lot, running more than Albies was, frankly, and hitting for power too. So that's somebody I'd probably prioritize if he is available on waivers. If not, then any of Bryson Stott, Luis Garcia, Ezekiel Duran, I'm excited about the upside of all three. So I almost don't care that much which you pick up. And I've even debated with myself how to prioritize them in various formats. I think maybe Stott gets top priority in a points league, and Duran. I think Duran's third of that group in either format, but maybe Luis Garcia over Stott in a point in a categories league. But it's a close call. Duran's the only one of the three who's likely to steal any bases, and he's also third base eligible. So there's even a case to be made for him if that suits your circumstances better.
All right, lots of names available right now, and let's take a look at a season debut. Lance Lynn returned, and it was a rough one at the Tigers. This is supposed to be a good matchup. He gives up 3 runs on 10 hits over 4 1/3 innings pitched. Scott, what did you see from Lance Lynn, and are you worried about this first start?
I'm not especially worried. It was, 10 hits in 4 1/3 innings. 7 of them were in the first 2 innings. So he seemed to settle down a little after that. His velocity on his fastball was down 1.4 miles per hour from last year, which is noteworthy. But it is his first start back after a long layoff. And he's coming back from a torn meniscus, a knee injury, not an arm injury. So I don't think we need to be on the lookout for any lingering effects from the injury as far as the stuff goes. He's 35, so it's possible this is a regression year for him, but after one start back from injury, I'm not ready to jump to that conclusion. So I would sit tight with Lynn and expect better days ahead.
It wouldn't surprise me if the decline is steep for Lance Lynn, but even with that being said, he's someone I would look to buy if anyone was worried about this first start. All right, let's take a look at league offense so far in June. Something we spoke about on the full-length podcast, but offense is up. 249 batting average so far this month, 731 OPS, 12.7% home run to fly ball ratio. Each of those numbers are higher than the previous 2 months. Scott, what does this mean, though, for fantasy? Like, what can we expect moving forward? Should we try to acquire more offense because we're going to need more of it? Or do you just think some of these struggling hitters could come around? What would be your reaction to offense going up?
Well, if your team has struggled with offense up to this point, it very well may be like a lot of my teams where you just happen to have a lot of these hitters who were inordinately impacted by the stifling offense environment over the first 6 weeks of the season, especially. And so I don't know. I mean, take inventory of how much your team has improved in the past couple weeks, I would say. And if it seems like it's trending the right direction, I don't know that you need to go acquire a bunch more hitting. You may have exactly what you need, and it's finally coming to fruition. And this might be the new normal in fantasy baseball if they don't tweak the way the humidors are used, the way they're set in different cities at different times of year. I would hope they would, because you'd think they'd want a more consistent product from start of the season to the finish. But if they're going to stick with the approach they've had this year, where it's set at the same temper, the balls are stored at the same temper, same humidity, every stadium all year round, then I think we're going to have to get used to the idea that at the start of the season, when temperatures are at their coldest, humidity's at its lowest, ball's not going to travel as well. It's going to travel much worse. And then the summer months, it's going to travel much better. And so it's going to be almost like two different environments. And you're just going to have to be very patient. To be very patient with the Brian Reynoldses of the world. He's somebody who doesn't impact the ball very hard, but even somebody who does, like Jose Abreu, we're seeing him suddenly come to life here in the summer. So that just might be the new reality.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
Rise and shine, football fans. This is Susanna Fuller from Morning Footy, a podcast part of the CBS Sports Galazzo Network covering the breadth of the global game. Join me, Nico Cantor, Charlie Davies, Alexis Guerreros, and guests every morning for the perfect blend of news, analysis, conversation, and exclusive interviews. If you love soccer, then look no further. We've got you covered for Europe's top five leagues, the W Gold Cup, the Champions League knockout stage, CONCACAF Nations League, NWSL, MLS, transfer news, and much more. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found. Subscribe to Morning Footy.